January 27th. The Eyes of a Child. Whoever humbles himself like this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Matthew 18:4. Lots of folks are on a power trip today. Everybody wants recognition and prestige. Even after becoming a Christian, they hunger for power and position. They want to be Jesus' right-hand man, a mover and shaker for the church. Does this describe you? I hope not. It's lonely at the top, you know. Jesus doesn't want power brokers on his right and on his left. He desires children on his knee. Why? Because children love him for who he is. They are eager to listen and want nothing more than to please. Besides, all power, might, and authority already belong to him. Ephesians 1:15-23. Sometimes, as Christians, we think we've made it when we become the preacher or an elder in a large church or the chairman of a major Christian project, and everybody knows our name and everybody seems to want our advice. Not likely. It's a better possibility that we can say we've made it when we learn to sit on Jesus' lap, ask his advice, give up our power broker attitude, and once again learn to see Jesus through the eyes of a child. It's okay, really. Try it. Ask God to let you sit on his lap and listen to him today.